John Plugnet, you're the president of Home State Bank here in Louisville, Nebraska. There was a fairly dramatic announcement yesterday for the financial world. I get kind of nervous when the federal government steps in like that. Can you tell me just who this Fannie Mae is anyways?
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are two institutions that were created by the federal government back in the 1930s, created to help facilitate the writing of long-term home loans for Americans. They have grown a great deal since the 1930s because of some of the practices that evolved in 2003, 4, and 5. There have been some bad loans that were made and they were going bad. They've had some financial difficulty now, so the government has decided to step in and to take them over.
Why is the federal government interested in these companies?
Well, because the federal government is interested in making sure that the financial health of the economy and that the orderly writing of home loans stays in effect. These institutions were to fail, such as Enron or WorldCom, be a huge interruption in the home lending, the home activity, home construction activity in the entire country. And the government felt like it just could not afford to let that happen.
How does this affect our situation in Louisville?
You will see very little effect here in Main Street, Louisville. Because the government stepped in and did this, there is no disruption going on. There actually is less uncertainty in the market today than what there was last week when everybody was wondering what was going to happen to these two large companies. So as far as Main Street, Louisville, we will see very little effect of what's going on today and this week. This is just an attempt by the government to keep business as usual.
This doesn't have any effect on someone who's planning on buying a home or planning on moving or anything, I mean, versus the way things were a week ago.
That's right. There could be just a few delays. You were a homeowner getting ready to sell a house or buy a house or to build a house, and let's say you had a home loan pending.
Mm-hmm.
If your lender was going to go through or to sell your loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, there could be a delay because of the additional hoops that people may have to jump through with the government being involved.
I mean, the economy is better in certain places than it is in others. Doesn't have a bearing on this necessarily.
No, I think here in Nebraska, we've seen home prices and fall a little bit, but not as much as we've seen in Nevada, California, and Florida. But then we didn't see real estate values and home prices go up as much as what those states did either. So fortunately, here in the Midwest, we are somewhat protected by the buffeting that goes on ups and downs that we see in other parts of the country. People are always concerned about the uncertainty and concerned about what may happen if certain policies get put into effect versus not. But by the same token, this country still seems to be pretty resilient and sure seems to keep marching on because of just different areas of the country are fairly strong. We just hope to see business as usual.
It just seems like there's an awful lot of stuff changing right now. Change makes some folks nervous.
That's right. And you've seen that with the stock market interest rates lately when there's a lot of uncertainty. People get nervous. Market does not like uncertainty. Again, like I said, there's less uncertainty in the market today than there was last week because everybody knows now the government did step in to prop it up, but they're doing it in an orderly manner. They're doing it to provide non-interruption in service and in transactions, and that's a positive.
If someone wants to get a financial checkup like they do a physical checkup, what should they do?
A lot of people are at the bank. We have loan offices. We have personal bankers. Whether you are a small saver or a big-time borrower or fall somewhere in between, we've got people at the bank that would love to sit down and talk about their concerns and talk about their opportunities and give us some choices, some alternatives that they can think about in the American dream.
Even retirement?
Even retirement, yes.
Okay. So they should just pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone and call 234-2155.
I feel better so much, John. Thank you. thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.
Bye.